Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
All right. Yeah.
Right.
Live and local, it's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Toby Altizer on a weird, wacky Wednesday. The Bucks get their rings, they get the banner, and they get the win. 127 to 104 over the Brooklyn Nets. And they looked very, very good in the process. So let's overreact a little bit with Nick Kostos. You better, you bet. Find him weekday afternoons on the Odyssey app. But I preface, I don't think I'm overreacting. I think this Bucks team, Nick, I think they're going to repeat. And I think they showed you why. They were still without a ton of pieces. You know, the Nets will be better than that, but I don't see how the Bucks lose in a series. I'm very high and emotionally happy with my team right now.
I just love that, like, what a difference a couple months makes, right? It was skies falling constantly for the Bucks, you know, like, I don't know, like 3-4 months ago, and now it's Bucks are never gonna lose again. I'm not even joking. I mean, that's awesome. I think it's great as a fan that you get to have that. I still think at the end of the day that the Nets are going to figure something out with Kyrie one way or another. I still think the Nets are the best team. I'm going to remain consistent to that. I'm not going to get swayed off that based on last night. Great game for the Bucks. Great night for Bucks fans. Those rings are pretty sweet. But, I still think the Nets are better. And people would be like, oh, how could you think that? Well, I think they've got the best players. So I still think the Nets are going to be able to figure it out. Have a lot of new pieces, obviously, that they're integrating into the offense right now. I mean, Milwaukee's got a couple new guys as well. But I think Brooklyn's going to end up figuring out. But, I mean, clearly, like, maybe the two best teams in basketball. Like, they could be the actual, like, the two best teams. So, you know, I'm not saying Milwaukee's bad, just that I think at the end of the day, Brooklyn's going to be a little better.
Yeah, Kyrie's a game changer. This version of the Nets is not beating the Bucks. I don't care. Durant and Harden are great. You put Kyrie into the mix, now you've got the best players. You got three of them. Then it's going to be different. But I just think the way that the Bucks were last night, I don't know how many games they lose. And now this might be a tough team to bring the betting aspect into it. Like, they're going to be favored by 10, 15 points every night. So I don't know.
That's been the case for years, though. Like, there isn't really a team that we've seen in the NBA the last, like, since, like, Giannis has been on this MVP tear that, like, gets, like, more market credit than Milwaukee. Like, when they're home facing, like a middling team, to bad team, they are monster favorites. So, like, that has been the case for years now. But you're right about that. Like, Milwaukee is going to be a massive favorite in some of the games they play this year. Like, no question.
So is there money to be made on them? Or do you just, like, say, it's too big of a line?
Well, I mean, I think it's – I kind of, like, say this all – and it's looking ahead, by the way, on Thursday, the opener of Bet Rivers for Milwaukee's a 1.5-point favorite in Miami on Thursday night.
That's it?
24.5 the total there. Yeah, well, I mean, like – Miami hasn't played yet. Miami's pretty good. Look, Milwaukee can win, but I mean, I don't think the spread should be much more than that. Everyone would bet on Miami if it were, like, much more than that. But I mean, I always say this on the show, and I appreciate the questions. It's like, I think it's really important to avoid, like, generalities with sports betting. Like, it's not as easy as saying, like, Milwaukee's going to blow everybody out this year. Like, when they're big favorites, they're going to win. It's like, I always say this, like, every game is its own, like, individual puzzle piece to be figured out. Like, every game's its own, like, independent entity. where, like, who knows who's playing for the other team? Like, is Milwaukee going to have, like, a game-time decision? And, like, Giannis isn't going to play at the last minute, or they're load-managing Chris Middleton or whatever it is. So I don't like to say, like, oh, yeah, Milwaukee's just going to cover in every game they play this year where they're a big favorite. I'm sure there are games where they're a big favorite where they'll win by 30. I'm sure there are games where they're a big favorite where they'll win by 8 and not cover the spread or lose outright potentially. Like, all these things are possible. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, Milwaukee's going to win a ton of games. I think they're probably going to cover a good amount of games, but I mean, who the hell knows, right? I guess we'll find out as the season goes along. But yeah, I don't like to do like generalities, like big sweeping proclamations. It's just like each game is its own like individual thing that needs to be figured out.
No, I just bet on the Bucks every time.
Well, I mean, you may be making money then this year.
I know. So I was texting. I'm not sure if you know this. I have a brother who works for the Warriors. I talk about it like every day. So I like the Golden State Warriors.
What does he do?
He's in PR.
Oh, okay, cool. That's cool.
he's the shooting guard.
Yeah, I was going to say, actually, Steph Curry's back. Actually, my brother is Jordan Poole.
Hey, the Warriors, I don't know why people around here don't give them more credit. They got Juan Toscano-Anderson, Marquette. They've got Kevon Looney played in town. They've got Jordan Poole played in town. It's Milwaukee's second team. I was texting him last night, and I said, I don't understand why people don't listen to me on the Warriors. I know this team better than anyone that listens to my voice. They are so good. Klay Thompson is coming back. Wiseman is going to be good. Draymond's forever underrated. Steph is a god. I really like, and I'm not just saying this because my brother works there. I really like this Warriors team. I don't think they're getting the credit that they deserve in some of these preseason rankings.
Well, I mean, rankings are stupid. So, like, first and foremost, like, it's like, who cares about, like what the media says about rankings? Like, I would always, for people out there, like, look at what, like, the betting market tells you. Not, like, what some idiot writer has this is preseason, right? Who cares? Like, the market, that's where people are actually betting. Like, these writers are not betting, like, their stupid takes. You know what I'm saying? Like that's when you got to look at what the betting market says. The Warriors are getting a lot of credit. The Warriors were 3-point underdogs last night at the Lakers. Like, that's a good amount of market credit for Golden State. And I think they deserved it, right? And the name you didn't mention there, I know you were being selective with, like, the guys with Milwaukee ties. Bielitsa was awesome last night. Like, how does Golden State, like, get these guys? And, like, Bielitsa's coming off the bench. He had 15 and 11 last night. Golden State's going to be a problem this year in the Western Conference, which is kind of, like, wide open to a degree here, especially if the Lakers are going to be struggling. Now, I do think the Lakers are going to be all right. I understand that they're, like, a really old team and, like, that's all true, et cetera, here. And I know Russ was absolutely brutal last night. Russ is, like, trying to – it's a new role for him where he's not ball dominant this year. He's not, like, the guy, like, the ball hog on the offense. Like, he's playing, like, around LeBron and Anthony Davis. It's going to take some time for him to get used to that. So, I mean, I'm not ruling to, like, ding the Lakers off the loss. Great game by Golden State. Poole is awesome, man. And I think, like, he's one of the favorites for sixth man of the year right now. And I think he started last night. And that may change when Klay Thompson comes back. But, I mean, Golden State's going to be a problem this year. So I'm with you, man. I think Golden State's going to be really good. They may actually be like a Western Conference contender now. I still think Milwaukee and Brooklyn probably the two best teams. But, yes, I agree with you on the Warriors. I think you're right.
Good. Thank you, Nick. That's what I look for is your – I just look for people to agree with me because I do think that I'm smart about the NBA. Now, I can't break down a 2-3 zone to save my life, but
– I was wrong, by the way, what I said about Poole. I misspoke. Not sixth man. He's the favorite to be most improved player. So I just want to throw that out there. He's the favorite plus 700 to be the NBA's most improved player this year.
Yeah, Poole last night. I mean, they've given him time, but he, like, really looked good last night. And I think the Lakers, I think they'll be fine. I wonder, like, if they'll be – who. I wonder when the first game is that somebody non-Westbrook, LeBron, or Anthony Davis scores double digits. Because there are a couple guys that had 8-9 points last night, but my God. They took between the three of them 65 shots. But I think, it, you know, Russ is hard on himself, and I don't think that won't work. LeBron and AD, they're too good for it to not work. But I guess I don't have a question. I'm going to talk about the Sixers instead because Ben Simmons left the practice because he's all, like, half-assing this holdout. So no Ben Simmons. What's this team look like to you?
Yeah, I don't think they're going to be like a 50-plus win team without Ben Simmons, like unless they pull some kind of trade to get something back here. I just think it makes like Joel Embiid and company. Now, I do think actually, this is going to sound like I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth here, but like I really don't think I am. It's going to make the team worse like, no matter what you think of Simmons and, like, he's a knucklehead off the court, like, there's no doubt he's getting bad advice, he's handling this poorly, he's shrunk in the big moment in the playoffs against Atlanta, like, all those things are true. He's also, like, a really good player. And, like, I laugh when, like, you see people, like, on Twitter are being like, who's going to want Ben Simmons now because of this mess? It's like, well, you know, I would wager, like, 29 other teams would take Ben Simmons if the price is right. So, like please. Like, let's settle down with that kind of stuff here. Like, he's a really good player. So, if the Sixers, like, don't have him and, like, they don't get, like, an adequate replacement, they're worse. Like, maybe they cap out at 50 wins, but this is a team that way win games in the high 40s, which is a downgrade, obviously, from what we saw last year. But with that being said, I also think it increases the probability that Joel Embiid can win NBA MVP this season, right? Without Simmons there, you know the narrative's going to be built around Embiid. Everyone loves Embiid. Embiid's coming out, speaking out against Simmons now yesterday, saying he doesn't care about him. Embiid's going to put up monster stats this year because he's awesome, and he always does right now. I'm trying to find right now at Bet Rivers the MVP numbers here so I can give this to you. Here we go. Yeah, Embiid is the fourth favorite right now, or the third favorite, tied with Kevin Durant at 7-1. So if this trade goes through or something happens with Simmons, I think Embiid becomes more likely to win MVP. I also think it's more likely, though, that the Sixers are, like, not one of, like, the top three seeds in the Eastern Conference this season. Like, I know he's a pain, but he's also really good. Like, both those things can be true.
Got a couple NFL ones for you, as always, but do want to get in a baseball one quick. The Braves were the favorite to win the World Series, like, 2 days ago. Those odds have dropped. I think where I see Astros, Dodgers, kind of like 2-1 odds. The games last night were very interesting. Red Sox were kind of going along, and then 7-run inning for the Astros. The Braves looked like they had a game in hand, and then Cody Bellinger smacks one way up in the zone, and he ties that game, and then the Dodgers win. What's the best bet right now? I almost think, God, even though the Braves are up 2-1, the Dodgers with a little bit of momentum now, a little bit of juice. They're the best team, so they just got to get the wins.
It kind of felt like winner of last night's game wins the National League. It kind of had that feeling. I don't know if you agree with that. I'm sure the listeners agree, but like 5-2 Braves in the top, in the bottom of the eighth. Atlanta wins that game, goes up 3-0. It's done. It's a wrap. Like, Atlanta's going to win, maybe even sweep. Then Bellinger hits the homer. Then they go on to take the 6-5 lead, and Jansen closes it in the ninth. And now it's like, well, Dodgers win. Like, another Braves choke job, like same as last year against the Dodgers. So I wouldn't bet the Braves right now. I think if you're, like, looking for, like, a quote-unquote, like, value play, I hate to say this because I'm a Yankee fan. Boston's plus 360 right now. They have the longest odds, tied 2-2 in the ALCS after the Astros. And, by the way, I had the over in the game last night. You want to talk a miracle cash? I had over 10. It's 2-2 going into the ninth. It finishes 9-2, and I had the Astros, too. Absolute miracle to be able to win that bet. I'll take it. Chris Sale's going up against Framber Valdez today in Fenway in game 5. I kind of like Boston in the game. Boston's a minus 130 favorite. Like, I kind of like, I don't understand how the Astros can be plus 210 and the Red Sox can be plus 360 if Boston's favored in game 5. So I think if you're betting the World Series right now, I would actually bet Boston. I think that's probably the best bet to make. So I think that's actually pretty obvious as well. I kind of don't understand these numbers.
The Packers play Washington this week. They're a 9-10 point favorite. I mean, that's another comfortable spread for them. It's in Lambeau. Packers are going to be wearing some Oregon Duck-looking throwbacks. How do you feel about that game this weekend?
Can I just say something really quick?
Yeah, Nick.
I thought Rodgers, after running the ball into the end zone against the Bears to put the game away on Sunday, I thought that was like one of the greatest things of all time, like what he yelled at Bears fans. And I'm sure you guys loved it as Packer fans, and Bart, you loved it. I thought that was absolutely tremendous. Like, he's it's almost like, who cares what happened this offseason? He's so good that it doesn't even matter. Like, he's the man. Like, I'm back all in on Aaron Rodgers.
That's exactly how I felt. I've been so hard on him and so, like, annoyed with him. But then when he is my quarterback and he is making the entire city of Chicago doubt themselves, there's nothing sweeter.
It's it, man. It was all my bleeping life, I own you. I still own you. It's as legendary as it gets.
What a thing to say.
It is unbelievable. It's so great. And I have no dog in the fight. I'm just saying, like, it's just amazing. As far as this game goes, I'd only bet Washington, actually. Packers are going to win. So, like, I'm not saying, like, Washington's going to win. I just think, like, this number's a little out of whack here. When we looked at some other Washington point spreads, like, I don't think this number can be, like, almost 10. It opened over 10, immediately came down under 10. It's not, like, a really super strong play for me here. But I think something that's kind of been lost, and it was lost a little bit because of the Bears, just, like, complete inability, whether it's Fields, whether it's Lazor and Nagy. Like, the Packers' defense is really not good. I don't know if it's going to end up costing them in the big spot. It probably will in the playoffs. LaFleur could also cost them in a big spot, but that's like something we can deal with at another time. This defense is very gettable right now with some of the cornerback injuries, and we know about Jair and King this last week as well. And the Bears just couldn't take advantage because their offense is just like with training wheels on. I really think that Taylor Heinicke and company could potentially put some points up on the Packers here. Like, can actually move the football against the Packers. I kind of like the over in this game. The total's 49. Like, I think that total's probably a little too low. Green Bay's going to win, and I think Green Bay's going to score 30 in this game. But I think Washington can get into the 20s, definitely against Green Bay's defense. Not only cover the spread, but get this game over the total. So, again, I would only bet Washington. I think Green Bay's going to win, so I'm not saying Green Bay's going to lose. And I also like the over.
You know who I like this weekend is the Titans over the Chiefs, because I've got a theory on the Titans that they are good when you expect them to, when you write them off, they're good. And then when you give them credit, they're bad again. So they have the Chiefs. They got to win over Buffalo. So people are like, oh, okay, maybe that was still one game. But then they're going to beat the Chiefs. And then, oh, I forgot who they play the week after. It's somebody bad. The Colts.
I'll find out.
It's the Colts. Then they're going to lose to the Colts. So my play is they're going to beat the Chiefs, who I don't know what they are, and then they're going to lose to the Colts. The Titans right now are plus 5.5. Do you like that, or are you against me?
I would need 6 to consider betting Tennessee. I would also need, and it's the same handicap as Monday night. I had the Titans on Monday. If you're going to bet Tennessee, like, you have to have all 3 guys on offense. Like, it can't be 2 of the 3. You need all 3. You need A.J. Brown, you need Julio Jones, and you need Derrick Henry. Now, it looks like A.J. Brown's going to be good to go, 7 for 91 in the second half on Monday night. Julio exited with a hamstring injury. Like, we need, like, if they don't have Julio, like, this offense needs all 3 of those guys to really hum and keep up with Kansas City. I think I actually kind of like the Chiefs and Chiefs team total over, like, anything under 31. And I can try and find what the number is. I don't know if these are out yet necessarily. I'll look for it while I talk here. Kansas City is going to score 30 in this game. Kansas City right now is not only leading the NFL, and these are like 2 insane stats, not only leading the NFL in yards per play, but also leading the NFL in yards per drive, also leading the NFL in turnovers per drive. They're turning the ball over at an insane rate right now. Like, they should have scored 50 against Washington on Sunday. They had all the red zone. And I had Kansas City team total over 30.5, and I didn't cash them until literally, like, the final play of the game, basically, getting to 31. I watched a lot of that game. They should have scored 50. So, like, the only reason why this offense isn't scoring, like, 40-plus points a game is because they keep turning it over. Now, maybe that's predictive, and maybe Mahomes is going to keep making some of these boneheaded mistakes, and they're going to keep putting the ball on the ground. All things are possible, right? It could happen. I think what's more likely to regress, rather than the Chiefs' offense not being incredibly awesome, especially against the bad Titans' defense, is this turnover rate starts to come down. Like, it's unsustainable. Like, they can't keep turning it over this much. It's just statistically improbable. I actually think I may end up with the Chiefs here in this game if the number is going to be under 6. At 6, I don't have a lot of interest. But again, if you, Bart, or anyone out there, if you want to bet the Titans, you better make sure that all 3 of those guys are playing. Otherwise, they're going to get boat raced by Kansas City.
Is there any other game that you do like this week? Maybe a couple of them?
Sure. The value is pretty much gone in the Thursday night game. We said this on Monday. The first game that I circled was Broncos +4, +4.5 on the road in Cleveland. This game's tomorrow night, Thursday night. The number's now down to 3 with all the injuries in Cleveland right now. I don't think I would ever bet Cleveland, honestly. I think this is like a Denver play or nothing for me here. But I've got a better number with Denver, so I don't know if I can necessarily advocate that. But that's coming up tomorrow on Thursday Night Football. The Giants are currently +3 against the Panthers. You can never bet Carolina at this price. This is a Giants play or nothing for me. I have heard, for fantasy players out there, that Kadarius Toney is unlikely to play this week. That is not confirmed. This is just for having my ear close to the ground. But the Giants may have Kenny Golladay back, which would be a big deal for them. They got to get some healthy players back on offense. Giants are nothing for me, +3 against the Carolina Panthers. The Falcons right now are 2.5-point road favorites in Miami. I don't really agree with that line. And if I ever get 3 with Miami, I mean, that's an easy bet. The reason why that number is what it is because Miami requested a later bye. Atlanta's coming off their bye, off their London game 2 weeks ago. So Miami is coming off a London game, the first team in NFL history to not have a bye after a London game. They requested that. I think that's why we're seeing this number out to Atlanta, almost a 3-point road favorite. If it's three, that's like an easy bet on Miami, just easy. Like Atlanta can never be three on the road against anyone. I don't care. Maybe my best bet of the whole week, Eagles plus 3.5 at the Raiders. Like, I think Philly's probably going to win the game. So, like, that's easy. Eagles plus 3.5 at the Raiders. I bet the Lions over 14 against the Rams. I just don't feel like we can ever get to this number. I'm not saying the Lions are going to win, but the Lions have played like a bunch of like really good teams this season, Packers included. And like, we never get even close to 15. So like, I can't get there. Goff's good enough, like the back door of this game against his former team in a revenge spot. So I like the Lions plus 15. And if everyone watch out for Tyrod Taylor injury information, if he's going to play for the Texans against the Cardinals on Sunday, Houston's currently plus 17.5. Like, jeez, the number should be like 14 if Tyrod's going to play. So just watch out. If you see news that Tyrod's going to play and you can get 17 with the Texans, I just think that's a sensational bet. One other thing that I'll just say, Sunday Night Football right now, Niners are a 4-point favorite against the Colts. I expect this number to probably go up for San Francisco once it's officially announced that Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be the starting quarterback after Trey Lance kind of disappointed for the Niners against the Cardinals 2 weeks ago before the team had their bye. I think this number is going to go up. So I think we could see this close like 4.5, 5, maybe we'll see. I kind of like Indianapolis. So I would say if you out there listening, if you like the 49ers, I would look to bet this probably now because I don't think this number is coming back down. And if you like the Colts, you can definitely wait and get a better number once it's announced that Garoppolo is starting.
Nick Kostos, the Kostos on Twitter. You better, you bet on the Odyssey app. Do not miss it. If you're playing any amount of money on anything, you got to listen to these guys. Nick, thank you so much. We'll talk next week.
Looking forward to it, brother. Be good. Wishing you and all the great listeners minimal sweats, winning bets, and all that jazz. Bye.
Yeah, the inventor of wagertainment right there. Nick Kostos on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're applying for a home renovation loan, you're a bit anxious, breathe. Let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of tranquility. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com. Right back into the Bucks. All I want to talk about is the Bucks. I think that's what you want to hear today. I do want to know if people are on the same wavelength as me, because I'm thinking repeat. I'm like, I don't know how they don't. Kyrie coming back with the Nets, that would be interesting. And I, at some point, that has to happen, right? But I want to know if you guys are where I'm at. But just to wrap up what Nick was saying, couple of pieces of audio just to update you on some things going on. Okay, so yesterday we played this. Olin Krutz was on 670 The Score 2 days ago, sister station, also the Odyssey app, and he said he wanted to beat up Rodgers.
Olin, you talked about wearing two hats when we were in the pregame show. You talked about being a Bears alum and being an analyst, and you said that when you made the pick and you picked the Bears to win the game, you did so because you're an alum. When you, as an alum, let's keep that hat on. When you see Aaron Rodgers run into the end zone and he apparently was flipped off and he tells the crowd, I still own you. I've owned you my whole blanking life. Mm-hmm. How does that make you feel?
I like to punch him in his face.
Yeah,
I like to punch him in his face. When you see that, that's your first reaction, right? I don't care if you're right. I don't care what his excuse is. That's just is your first reaction. I don't care if I don't know. To me, that's a lame excuse. At the podium, I saw some lady flick me off and I blacked out. Look. Just say you. That's how you. We all know this is the kind of guy you are. You know, competitive, and that's the way you feel. And you have won a lot of games here at Soldier Field. Just because you're right, it doesn't make you right for doing it. Doesn't make us any less pissed off here. And we should all like Justin Fields showed you on the podium after the game. There should be a little edge after this. After a while, you know, after a while, you get sick of getting beat up, and it's been a long time here. I can't say too much. I know you guys have a dumb button there. I'd like to tell you exactly how I feel about it.
All right, that's enough. He wants to punch Rodgers in the face. So Rodgers was with Pat McAfee and his rebuttal.
I saw Olin Krutz said he wanted to punch me in the face. Look, I think that is to say, and I don't know Olin, and I respect him. He played in the league for a long time, but are we getting that soft as a society that we can't have worth now? I mean,
yeah,
you know, somebody can pay for a ticket and say whatever the hell they want, which I think they should be able to. That's fine. But the one time you say something back to him, that gets caught on it, that gets caught on hot mic, which, you know, like I said, there's a lot of stuff that gets said from time to time. Now it's that, you know, I've disrespected, you know, an entire city and organization and my own organization.
You know, what's funny is people are mad at Rodgers for saying that. I remember stories where people were mad at fans for giving athletes the finger. But nobody's mad about that this time. We should be mad about none of it. It's a game. People are having fun. It's a rivalry. Come on. The middle finger, is it that bad? Oh, you wronged me. I'm going to stick out my one finger at you. And you never just stick out the finger, right? You always, you shake it back and forth. Because the more I shake it, the more you wronged me. Carl's on the south side. What's up, Carl?
Good morning. I just want to say before I start my rant is I don't care about anybody from Chicago. Anybody that's playing victim today.
Yeah.
Robert Quinn is the one that started the belt disrespect.
Yeah.
So it's only right that our quarterback answers back and dominate in great fashion like he always do. Do not disrespect. Don't poke the bear, the real bear, and then get mad when he slashes you across your face because you are now a cub. Don't do that. Don't play coy. I don't like that, man. I don't like when people, you know, they'll slap you, hit you, and all this nonsense and pick on you, and the next thing you know, you defend yourself. Oh, now it's, well, you hit me too hard. That's garbage, man. Chicago, man, toughen up, man. All right? Now let's get back to this, man, the reason why I really called. Don't ever have that Scott Farrell wannabe on the waves, especially after a Bucks win like that.
Costos?
Dude was terrible.
I love that guy.
Listen, I don't. I'm telling you, for all Bucks fans, all Wisconsin fans, that guy is banned. He is trash. His takes were terrible. This dude literally said out of his mouth that the Brooklyn Nets are still better than the Bucks, even though he has two pair of eyes that I'm sure work. This guy saw with his eyes what we did last night to the damn Nets. Excuse my language, to the Nets. All right? We dominated them. After an emotional ring ceremony that usually the team that gets the ring loses. And they still saying, first of all, how can you say, if you got the best player in Kevin Durant, right? He's the best player on the planet. Everybody agrees with that. That's what they say, right? In the media. Then they say that James Harden is the greatest scorer to ever touch the basketball, right? This is what they say in the media.
That's what I hear.
How do you then go out and get blown out, all right? How do you – first of all, let's even take it back to game 7. How do KD not score in overtime? He went 0-6, but they fail to say that. Why do they not give the Bucks credit? I will not tolerate anybody getting on here. We are champions, damn it. We are not taking this slander this time. We are better than every team. That's what a championship means, Bart. We are better than every team.
I like when people doubt the Bucks.
Man, no, I'm done with that, boss.
I like that TNT went to LA instead of Milwaukee.
Man, look, and no, that was cool. Whatever.
They can doubt us all they want. We're the ones.
But
we're gonna keep winning.
About when guys get on our airwaves, boss, we can't have that nonsense, man. This dude talking crap. He wanted to gloss over. He don't give us the proper respect. It's the proper respect that we are due. We are the Milwaukee Bucks, the champions, man. Don't get on these airwaves talking about, you know, if they had Kyrie or if they were. Man, we don't want to hear that nonsense, man. We get that crap from every other media source on TV. We don't want it here. Don't bring that garbage.
Well, what I can promise you is for the next 90 minutes that I'm on the air, I will be constantly saying how the Bucks are going to repeat because that's what I believe.
Yeah, and that's what you do.
We're repeating.
You cheerlead for us, man, because we're the greatest.
I'm not even cheerleading. I'm just telling you what I see. What I see with my eyes is that the Bucks are head and shoulders above everyone. Now, you get Kyrie back to the Nets. Okay, that's a more of a challenge. The Bucks are winning this. The Bucks are winning. Carl, excuse my language. The Bucks are winning the damn title again.
That's my man. That's all I wanted to hear, Bart. That's all I wanted. Because I'm like, man, how is this guy not cutting Costos off or Costos, whatever his name is? Why didn't you cut him off and be like, wait a minute now, we're champions, all right? Kyrie isn't on the table. The man's not playing, so don't use that as an excuse.
He was talking. I was checking some emails. I don't know.
Man, I appreciate it for being real, but man, you gotta check these guys in, man.
I was ordering boots for my wife.
Man.
Yeah,
I understand, but don't, man. We can't have this, man. I'm not tolerating it. Bucks and six, man, forever.
Bucks and six always. Carl.
Man, you know it, man. Y'all have a good day, man. I just want to let that out. Kostas, man, whatever his name is, Koscheck, you are terrible. Don't get on these airwaves talking nonsense, man. We the champs. Don't do that.
Thanks.
No, I ain't had my coffee yet, man.
You got to have your coffee, Carl. Thanks, buddy. Bucks and six.
Bucks and six, always. That's for the culture.
Oh, my God. My favorite thing ever. Somebody tweeted a picture of fall foliage. If I could just... All I want to do is sit in front of a tree, watch it change colors, and have a coffee. Is that so much to ask in this godforsaken world? John's in Franklin. John, what's up?
You know, I'm all about the fall color change, but I'll tell you what doesn't change is Carl brings it. I love Carl.
I don't want to get on his bad side.
He is one of my favorite callers. God bless Carl.
Yeah.
I got a quick comment, and then I have a question for you and Toby.
Sure.
You know, Chicago, just get over it. And it doesn't matter whether he was flipped off or not. There's part of me that was uncomfortable with what he did. And yes, I am on the fence. There's a part of me that was uncomfortable with Rodgers.
Really?
Saying what he said. There's a part of me. But then there's the other part of me that I was around when William Perry did what he did. And it wasn't just that. But that was a good point a couple callers brought up that I hadn't thought about. But the fact that my quarterback cares that much, my biggest complaint with pro sports is a lot of times I walked away thinking that I cared more about the game than the pro players do. I heard one of my big sports friends say to me that the Brewers' claws up thing was like roadkill, like the raccoon laying in the road with his claws up.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Now, so they can get rid of that now. But
it was so bad. I hate it.
Well, I
pretended
mean, I
to like
it.
You know, I pretend to get in with them, but God, was it stupid.
I did too. But now it needs to be laid to rest. The question I have for you is, and pardon me because I'm only 54 years old and I've only seen two trips to the finals with the Bucks. But is that standard protocol that the team that you defeated is the one that sits there on the home opener and watches you raise the banner? I mean, that's kind of cold and it's kind of awesome.
Well, they could have had, I mean, it could have been the Suns or even the Hawks. I think TNT was just looking, and the NBA was just looking for the best matchups.
Okay. And then
so they wanted the Bucks, they wanted the Lakers, they wanted the Warriors, they wanted the Nets.
Yep.
Because Lakers, Warriors, when those teams, like, they always draw a number. You know, maybe Lakers, Nuggets, maybe the Nuggets are better or the Jazz, but Lakers, Warriors always draws a number, and then you give it to the champions and then have them play the Nets. So yeah, it wasn't intentional, like, hey, we got to make you watch. It was just.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was wondering real quick, Carl and Bucks Nation. Don't take it personally because it's NBA basketball season. No matter what Giannis does, LeBron is going to be shoved, rammed down our throat until he's mathematically eliminated from the playoffs, if that happens.
Yeah.
So just don't take it personally. It's the NBA, and it's like many other sports where it's just about the coast because that's where the numbers are, the ratings are. Nobody gives a crap about teams.
We're just flyover country here, John.
Flyover country, brother Bart. I'm out, man.
See ya. Hey, I reckon you have yourself a swell day there, brother John. 414-799-1250. Let's get out to Brian. What's happening?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. The reason why I had to call is the topic of KD being the best player in that league. I totally disagree. The day that he doesn't sign with a super team, then that makes him the best player in the league. And isn't he an average defensive player?
No, he's good. He's good. I think if you're referring to what Carl said, I think Carl was saying what the media says.
Yeah, I just get so sick of hearing that.
No, Giannis is the best player in the league.
He always has to join a super team to win. Well, the day that he doesn't, then we'll talk about him being the best player in the league. Not sure if Giannis is, but, you know, he's just an average defensive player. Wouldn't you say that if he was well-rounded defensively and offensively, then maybe.
Nobody's as good as scoring as KD. KD is the top three player in the league.
As for the Bears and the Packers, I just, you know, whenever that those games come up, they're boring to me. That's lower scoring, and there's no matchup. It's just boring. I almost feel sorry for the Bears. I don't hate them, but it's just that a good matchup because they're just not a threat when the Packers play them.
They have not been for 30 years, and that's why Rodgers was able to say what he said.
It's true.
Yeah. All right, Brian.
Rodgers and Ryan Braun, we had the –
They used to be buddies.
Ryan Braun had the Cubs number, to almost say.
Yeah, they both own Chicago, and yet they can't find it in their heart to own a friendship with each other anymore.
You know what? When Michael Jordan was playing – He had Milwaukee's number, so settle down, Chicago.
Yeah, settle down, Chicago. Bunch of dorks. Thanks, Brian. Yeah, you're welcome. The other thing I wanted to play briefly, and then do want to hear more from you guys on the Bucks, is Horvat's show is so good. Horvat and Quentin Mayo are a dream team. And Trista. Of course, Horvat left us, and he comes back a couple times a week. But he's on BetMGM tonight, where they watch games and bet on the games and talk about the games during. And they were watching Dodgers last night. Dodgers were down 5-2. Cody Bellinger, who's been terrible, had a big home run against the Giants in the NLDS, was up at the plate. They clearly had money on the Dodgers. And here's how it went down last night. BetMGM tonight on the Odyssey app when Bellinger hit the home run.
Man, Bellinger. Of all people that could come up to the dish with two on in the tying run, it's Cody Bellinger. I would be happy 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Cody Bellinger and Christian Yelich walk into a bar.
Cody Bellinger hasn't been good since...
Christian Yelich.
Yeah, since Yelich. Since
what the hell happened to those
Since 480p television was the new thing out. Man. You know, as soon as they flipped over to 720 and HD stuff, Cody Bellinger.
To Bellinger. And a fly ball to right center field.
Get out.
It's well hit.
Get
and it is gone. Oh, a three-run home run for Bellinger. We've got a new game.
Bellinger.
It's time
to
MVP.
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 Hits it
MVP.
Out.
Let's go.
Let's go.
How much time we have? I don't know what the hell is going on anymore. Yeah.
We told you. We told you he'd do it. Never in doubt.
Cody Bellinger and his 176 batting average are back, baby.
Let's go, baby.
BetMGM tonight.
Woo!
That's so funny. And they have a bell. You know, sometimes it's the simplest things that make a show go from good to great. And for BetMGM tonight, it was a bell. They ring a bell when someone scores. Good stuff. BetMGM tonight. Follow them on Twitter. As well, more from you guys regarding the Bucks. Hey, you can watch these games, any game. Fourth Base Sports Bar, they are located. They are just a pop fly from the ballpark. You can watch the games at the Downhill Neighborhood Sports Bar that's got everything you love in a sports bar. And then, just a little something different, as in some of the finest food you're going to find. You're thinking nice fancy steak. You're thinking, you know, some seafood, some lobster, some crab legs. Maybe a Friday fish fry this weekend. You can get it all at Fourth Base Sports Bar. They do have different menus you can check out. The Fourth Base 4, the number 4.com. Or just stop in and CJ will give you the suggestion of what's good and what he's making that day. It is really, really tasty. We can attest to that here. Been there a couple of times. Took the boys out a couple of weeks ago. And they keep asking me when I can take them out again. Hey, money don't grow on trees, but I Toby, I'll take you again.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, we can go on it. You earned a second date. You're a good date.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
It'll be the second date I've ever been on.
Yeah. What was the first? The first time we went?
Yep.
Toby. Do we got to talk about you looking for love?
No, we don't need to talk about
it. I feel like that's an untapped content potential.
Oh, 100%. But we can save that for another time. We got Bucks to talk about.
Oh, okay. And then tomorrow we'll have Packers. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I get it. Fourth Base Sports Bar, thefourthbase.com, thefourthbase.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
At this point, I don't care about that man, honestly. He does whatever he wants. You know, that's not my job. You know, that's those guys' jobs. You know, I'm only focused on trying to make the team better, win some games, you know, play hard every night, try to lead, you know, the guys that we have here. And I'm sure they feel the same way because, you know, our chemistry has been excellent. Despite, you know, everything that's been happening in the last few months. I don't really care.
It's Joel Embiid. I mean, the Sixers, Ben Simmons shows up, half-asses a practice, shows up the next day, does the same thing, and Doc's like, get the hell out of here. Suspended for tonight's game, and then they'll go from there. I don't know how that situation's going to get resolved. Simmons at this point should just be like, oh, whatever, I'll just play. But now he's, like, gone too far.
Well, the Sixers screwed up. They should have traded him already.
Right.
Now he's not going to go for anything.
Right. Damaged goods.
They're asking a lot.
Well, yeah, now they want to overcompensate and say, well, we should have got this, but now, since we held out, now we want even more. This is supposed to be one of the Bucks' bigger threats in the East. You took care of the Nets last night by 23. And the other team that's really supposed to challenge you, you got guys talking about babysitting the other guys.
I'm too honest. So I answer that question, no.
Do you think you'll be able to get to a point you'll be able to have a conversation with him?
I don't mind. I mean, you know, I'm trying to win. And to win, you got to have, you know, that relationship with your team.
I don't like this audio. I don't like it. He says, I'm not here to babysit Simmons. Gym audio. Gym audio is, like, rough.
You know? You don't like it?
I mean, you can't understand anything.
You know, we get paid to put just on the court, go on, play hard.
What are we playing?
I like it.
Well, basketball.
Well, yeah. That I don't get. That here, note to NBA teams. Brother, let's not do the availability in the gym during practice. Okay.
Well, at least we're not having to deal with Zoom anymore.
Yeah, well, some we're still doing. I think Bucks were on Zoom. They can have people in there. Sam Schmitz was in there.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just saying at least there's some people in there getting audio and stuff now because, gosh, some of the audio you'd get from the Zooms was awful. I remember that Brewer series. I think they were in Minnesota. And in the background, it was like a rock concert.
Ah, yeah. Terrible. Hey, shout out to Sam Schmitz, though. Getting us audio. Making cuts. Guys, get yourself somebody in your life that makes you cuts. Oh, my God. What a treat. Notebook Mike. How about that? How about that ring ceremony?
Tears were flowing.
Tears were flowing. I lost it at Herbie Cole. I lost it at Giannis.
I'm going to watch it again.
You're going to watch it again?
Yeah.
I didn't tape it.
You mean DVR?
Okay. I still say tape.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, if you tape it on a VHS... it's up there forever. So
I have a VCR player.
Okay, Mike, notebook, the defender of the callers, with a comment. Lay off Ram. I've been trolled and trolled by both ends. Just shake it off. You can call in. You don't have to talk about the Bucks.
Right? Ooh, Ram?
Yeah.
No, if Ram ever calls back in, I'm going to grill his ass.
Well, oh, God.
If Ram can't just call it, he can't just, like, Ben Simmons his way back here. We have to have a conversation if Ram calls back in.
Oh,
I want Ram to call in. I like Ram. I thought we were friends.
I like Ram, too.
Now, a sports team is going to divide us? I don't like it.
Well, he's getting trolled left and right.
Him and I are both Warriors. We're the two biggest Warriors fans in this town.
When I got trolled Friday, I said, I'm never calling Bart's show again.
Really?
And I called Monday. You know what I mean? Oh, I heard a trade rumor.
Okay.
Just in.
Yeah.
Ben Simmons to the Bucks.
Four.
Whatever they want. No, I'm kidding. They don't want that train wreck.
Ben Simmons is not, like, he's good, but he's not good enough to do this.
Do you think if they signed him, he would change his lifestyle and his intensity knowing he could get a ring?
Ben Simmons?
Yeah.
I'm not gonna entertain hypotheticals about Ben Simmons.
Okay, whatever. Where do I get those rings? I'm going the $1,000 one. Where do you get them?
Well, I got them. I'm looking at Bucks Pro Shop, shop.bucks.com.
So no jewelry center, three locations?
I don't think they have them at the jewelry center.
I'm going to go over there. I'm going to see if they can make me one.
You can see if Dean can hook you up.
Well, love my Dean.
Yeah.
I went in there one day to buy a watch, and he's like, Southside Mike. But, yeah, I got to add it to the trophy in the Bell collection. I'm still looking for a case to hold them in. But I have a quick ring story, and I'll let you go. I go to a lot of car shows. And here's Gabe Wilkins. You probably don't remember.
Number 98.
He played for the Packers.
Yeah, don't Gabe Wilkins me.
Super Bowl. And we started talking cars. We walked around for 20 minutes. He let me wear the ring from that Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So I said, hey, guys, give me a minute. I'm going to head into this tavern and, you know, use the restroom. He said, yeah, leave the ring now. I probably could have headed out the back door.
You know, unfortunately, Gabe Wilkins passed away.
No.
Yeah, he was alive until this story. It bored him to death and he died.
You're kidding.
No, he's alive. He's 50.
Well, Tunch Ilkin died.
He did?
Yeah, Tunch Ilkin. He was from Pittsburgh. And the Packers signed him when they had Holmgren.
And yeah, Mike Holmgren.
I forget the other guy's name.
Can you, hey, don't say Gay Wilkins, you don't know who he is, and then I just spit out his number and I get no credit.
Well, that's good.
Give me a little credit.
You could have spit out any number, couldn't you?
Number 98. I knew that.
But they did sign, before that Super Bowl, they signed two offensive linemen. Nowadays, you got to lift up a lot of rocks to find one.
They signed Bruce Wilkerson?
Yeah. No.
They signed Guy. Remember when they had Guy McIntyre?
No, it wasn't him either. I'll call tomorrow. I'll look through my media guide.
Okay.
But, yeah, they signed two offensive linemen that season.
All right, Mike.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, good stuff.
So what are you doing today?
What am I doing today? I'm going to go home, take a nap, and then probably take my kid to the park.
Yeah, no Brewer game, no Bucks game.
No, I mean, I think there's two baseball games on today, right?
Oh, I almost forgot. What was I going to tell you now?
Well, I got to let you go.
No, it'll come to me.
Okay, well, if it comes to you, call back. I can't.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bye.
All right, see ya. Yeah. You can call back. Notebook Mike, there's a rule now I've instituted where, you know, it's like a soft rule. It's like an unwritten, you call once a day. You can call every show that we have, but you call one show one day. I can't be taking your call every hour. But I've instituted the rebuttal, so if somebody speaks ill of you, then you get 30-second rebuttal call. And Notebook Mike, I think Mike, instead of putting it all in one call, just when you have a thought, call. And that's a Notebook Mike only rule. Should we try that?
But one call.
One call, that's all. He was courtside last night. He was courtside, and he's got that lettuce going. He's got a long head of hair.
You like it or do you dislike it?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about Gruber.
Well, and depending upon when...
I'll tell you what, I'll like him a lot better if all of a sudden this segment's sponsored by Dave. Then I'd like him better.
Well,
and he's wearing the shirt of every sports team. Give him a fan shirt. Dave.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, who can better promote you than your boy right here?
What better swag than the fan swag?
You don't even have to record... David Gruber, if you want to advertise on the station, you don't even need to record interviews or ads. I'll do them as you. 3, 2, 1. Hey, guys, it's David Gruber. Big fan of all our local sports teams. One call, that's all. And now, let's give it over to the kids. One call, that's all. One call, that's all. I sure love the next generation. I'll be right back. I heard an ambulance in the distance. One call, that's all. I could do it.
Yeah, that's not bad. That's pretty convincing. And speaking of long hair, we only have 11 more days to Halloween, so we get to finally see what that stupid Aaron Rodgers costume is going
to
be.
Oh, thank God. I'm dying to know. I don't want him to cut his hair now. You came into the season with long hair. You have long hair because a lot of times he'll do the preseason with a beard or a mustache, and then he shaves it for the season. If you come into the season with long hair, you got to go long hair. You can't get a haircut in the season.
Keep the flow going.
You got to look like when you're introduced and you're like, Aaron Rodgers, Butte College.
And honestly, I feel like that's what turned Corbin Burns' career around.
The flow.
Yeah.
Yeah, the flow. He has a long, he's got hair. He's got long hair. I'll talk more about this ring. I'm not a ring guy. I don't know if I'd wear a ring besides my wedding ring. But I wouldn't wear like a big, I got a high school class ring and That was the worst purchase I ever made. Because my dad showed me his once. And I was like, oh, this is such a great moment. I can't wait to show. This is what I'm thinking at 13 years old.
I can't wait to show my son someday my high school class ring. So it was a no-brainer. I was getting a class ring. On one side, it was a Fondy Cardinal. On the other, it was a soccer ball.
It said coach's son.
It said nepotism, where it would say bucks and six. My signature's engraved in the, like, you know, when the inside of the ring.
Yeah.
I want to sell it for scrap metal and just get, like, the $8 I can get for whatever, you know, flake of gold is in there, but now I can't part with it. It's like you buy something that you hate, but you can't get rid of it. It's the biggest waste of money I've ever spent. Besides my crippling gambling addiction. But other than that.
Yeah, I'm not a ring wearer. I don't have a class ring. I don't have any sorts of... I don't really wear any jewelry. So not my thing, but I would rock one of those rings.
Oh, my God. It's so big. 799-1250. The sideline reporter on TNT tried to open it. She dropped it, I think. Whoops. 414-799-1250. I'm Bart. That's Toby. What should we do next hour? Just talk about the Bucks? I'm sold. More next.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.